Hey there, ladies. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. I do have my baby sitting next to me, and he likes to talk right now. So if you hear him, you know, he's going to talk with me, I guess. let me check my phone charge. It's at 7%. I hope it's not going to die on me. I've had my phone die on me so many times when I'm filming podcast episodes. Okay, anyways. Welcome to day two of our podcast series on blog monetization. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the most exciting ways to make money for your blog from the blog is creating digital products. Now, I know what you're thinking, digital products. Well, what the heck are those? Well, let me tell you, digital products are essentially any product that can be delivered electronically, such as ebooks, courses, printables, and even digital art or music. So why are digital products so awesome? For one, they have the potential to be incredibly profitable because you're not dealing with physical inventory or shipping costs. You can often sell digital products at a higher price point and still make a good profit. Plus, once you create a digital product, you can sell it over and over and over again without any additional work on your part. So how do you get started with creating digital products? So here are some steps that I want you to follow. Step number one is the most important. You want to choose a topic or niche. So the first step is to choose a topic or niche for your digital product. This should be something that aligns with your blog's theme or message or niche and that your audience is actually interested in. So for an example, if you run a food blog, you might create an ebook of healthy meal plans or a course on baking gluten-free desserts. So, you know, you want to choose a topic that is going to solve a problem that your audience is facing because nobody's going to purchase something that isn't going to solve a problem for them. So, you know, if you have a food blog, an ebook on healthy meal plans would be solving the problem for somebody who wants to eat healthy, but they need like a streamlined process and they don't have like a lot of time to eat healthy. So always solve a problem for somebody, for your target audience. So step number two is decide on the format. So next you'll decide on the format of your digital product. Some popular formats include ebooks. So these are digital books that can be read on any device and can range from a few pages to hundreds of pages. You can create these in Canva. You can also go to Etsy and you can buy an ebook template. They're already designed in Canva for you, so you can purchase those. Courses, so these are typically more in-depth than ebooks and may include video lessons, quizzes, interactive elements, etc. Courses are a great way if you want to educate your audience in video format and, yeah, and then offer resources like ebooks and templates on the side. Also, printables. So these are downloadable PDFs that can be printed out and be used for a variety of purposes, such as meal planners or blog post planners or coloring pages or to-do lists or, you know, budgeting planners, literally anything, you know, that you can like print out. So make this like something helpful for your audience or something that they would be interested in. So step three is to create your content. So once you've chosen your topic and format, now it's time to start creating your content. So this can be the most time-consuming part of the process, but it's also the most important. So your content should be high quality, informative, and engaging. So nobody wants to buy something that's not high quality or informative or engaging, right? So you want to make sure that this is going to be something that your target audience is interested in. And so when you are doing your research on the topic and the format that you're going to be delivering it in, when you do your research, you want to, like, you know, see if this is something that your audience is actually going to buy before you even create it, because you don't want to create something that, you know, your audience isn't going to buy. So make sure you do tons of research and poll your audience, ask them, like, survey your audience and ask them, is this something that they would ultimately purchase? So for ebooks or courses, you might need to do some research and write out your material in advance. For printables, you'll need to design the layout and create the graphics. So, you know, you need to do like an outline and then, or you need to research, okay? You need to do the outline of your ebook or course. And then you need to, you know, actually create the lessons, like write the lessons, create slides for the lessons, or write the ebook and create, you know, the ebook in Canva. And then you need to, you know, create the sales page. So there's like a lot of different steps after creating your content or for creating your content. So step four is to set a price. So now that you have your digital product created, it's time to set a price. So this can be a bit tricky as you want to make sure that you are charging enough to make a profit, but not so much that potential customers are turned off. You want to have a happy medium with your pricing. I talked a lot about pricing yesterday in yesterday's episode. So one strategy is to research similar products in your niche and see what they're priced at. You can also offer special launch pricing or discounts to incentivize people to buy. So what I always like to do is I like to run a beta test version of the program that I'm launching. So right now I'm doing the blog monetization method program launch. Now this is priced significantly lower right now than what it will be the next time I launch. And this just incentivizes people to join the beta test program. This is the first time I'm launching it. Give me feedback when you're going through this. And because you're going to give me feedback to improve this program that I have, then you can have it for a discounted price. So, you know, you might want to do that to incentivize people to buy and make your digital product even better. So step number five is to promote your product. So finally, you need to actually talk about your product to your audience and sell it, right? Because if your audience doesn't know about it, then they're not going to buy. So this can include creating a sales page on your blog that showcases your product and its benefits, sending out emails to your list, announcing the launch, or offering a special discount, promoting on social media such as Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, collaborating with other bloggers or influencers in your niche to reach a wider audience, and then talking about your offer. So within the blog launch, it's okay. Shh. Mom is almost done, okay? Within the blog monetization program, just give me 1 second. Hey. Mom is almost done, okay? You gotta be. Okay? Love you. Okay, let's go walk around. So within the blog monetization method program, I'm going to be showing you exactly how to sell your offer. So I'm not only going to be telling you how to create this offer that your audience will not be able to say no to, but I'm also going to show you how to actually sell it. So I'm going to show you how to live launch. I'm going to be showing you how to sell in the front end, the back end, and through an automated sales funnel. So the front end meeting, you're going to be talking about it on social media, and I'm going to show you some different sales psychology tricks to actually get people to buy the program. And then I'm going to be showing you how to build those relationships in the DMs. Boy, you're heavy. Mama's running out of breath. He's like 16 pounds now. It's hard carrying him around when I'm talking. So also I'm going to be showing you how to build relationships in the DMs and selling your programs that way, like on your Instagram DMs or Facebook DMs or whatever. And then I'm going to show you how to set up an automated sales funnel for your offer. So if you want to join the blog monetization method program, you can go into the link below. You can book a free call with me to discuss if this program is going to be a good fit for you, or you can just apply. So go down to the show notes below and you can have that information. So phew, that was a lot of information to cover, but hopefully it's given you a good starting point for creating your digital products. Remember, the key to creating successful digital products is to focus on quality and relevance. Your product should offer something that of value to your audience, and it should be something that they can easily find elsewhere. Can't easily find elsewhere. You also want to make sure that your digital product is well designed. So definitely buy a template if you're not a designer. Like if you don't know how to design something that's going to be like looking good, just go to Etsy and buy a template. So you can buy your course slides templates on there, and you can buy your ebook templates. There's also a lot of different freebie templates that you can use to make your stuff look really, really good and highly professional. So make it visually appealing. Oh my gosh, I'm out of breath. Another important aspect of creating successful digital products is to be strategic about your marketing and promotions. So don't just throw your product out there and hope for the best. There's actually a strategy to it. There's a process for it. And within the blog monetization method program, I'm going to be showing you this strategy that will actually get you sales. So instead of just throwing it out there, I'm going to be showing you the strategy behind selling it that'll actually make you money. So take the time to create and a launch plan and marketing strategy that will help you reach your target audience and generate buzz around your product. So one effective strategy is to offer a pre-launch promotion where you offer your digital product at a discount to your email list or social media followers before the official launch date. This can help you build momentum and generate excitement around your product. You can also use social proof to boost your sales. So encourage your customers to leave reviews or testimonials once they buy about your digital product and share these on your blog and social media, and of course on your sales page. This can help build trust with your potential customers and encourage them to actually make a purchase. In addition to these strategies, it's important to continually evaluate and improve your digital products over time. So one thing that I did is I had the blog accelerator program, and I just updated it into a way more better version to the blog launch lab, which you can buy right now for only $67. It's packed with information that you need to start your blog. So one thing that I did is I updated the blog accelerator program to the blog launch lab, and I used all the data from my students. I had over 100 students in the blog accelerator program, and I used that data from them and their feedback to create the blog launch lab. And now it's like 10 times better and 10 times more helpful. So always tweak things and make adjustments as needed. Okay, so creating digital products can be fun and rewarding way to monetize your blog, but it does require some effort and investment up front, just a small one. But however, if you're willing to put in the time and effort to create high quality products that offer value to your audience, the potential rewards can be significant. So right now I am running a six-figure business, and about a little under half of that is because I have set up these automated sales funnels within my business. It's because I have created strategic launch plans that will make me sales throughout the year. And I created a strategic program suite in a way that, you know, when somebody enters one program, they will purchase the next program that I have. And this is everything. Like, there's just so much information that I could tell you about this. And we're going to be going over a lot within the next 14 days. Well, in the next 12 days, because today's day two. So, I mean, I'm going to be covering a lot of it, but in the blog monetization method program, I'm going to be showing you step by step how to do all of this that I'm talking about. So it's like a very streamlined and easy process. Plus, it's going to be customizable to you. So whatever you want to sell, I'm going to be showing you a strategic plan to sell that specific offer. It's going to be completely customized. So if you have a goal for 2023 that you are going to make money this year, because I totally believe you can. You totally can. If you have this goal, then definitely reach out to me and see if the blog monetization method program is going to be a good fit for you. If you want to monetize your blog, I totally believe it's going to be. But, you know, if you want to talk to me about it and see like the pricing or, you know, like the investment that you're gonna have to make for the program, definitely just book a call with me below and we can get on to see if like we're actually going to be able to work really well together. In the program, it's going to be a 3 months coaching program plus the course content, or you get a 6 months program plus the course content plus custom website design if you choose the 6 months option. So if you want to learn more details about the program, just book a call. Let's meet for a coffee chat. And yeah, or you can just apply below and we can just, you know, immediately get started. So yeah, tomorrow is going to be day 3. It's probably going to be a late episode again around this time, but keep watching for it. It's definitely going to be another episode for tomorrow and for the next 12 days. So happy blogging. I'm totally out of breath, so I'm going to go catch it. Have a good one.